As casualty numbers in Iraq climb, support for the war is dropping. Results of a new survey by the Pew Center for the People and the Press show that 58% of Americans believe the U.S. military effort in Iraq is not going well, a 10% rise from the previous month. And close to half said the Iraq war is hurting the war on terror. With the November midterm elections just 5 weeks away, most voters say they're unhappy with the direction the country's heading in. And national issues, especially Iraq, will determine their votes rather than local concerns. Still, this sense of dissatisfaction did not spur many people to the polls in last month's statewide primaries. Just 15% of eligible voters cast ballots.
If you do the math, 15% turnout is a 17% decline from what we had in 2002. So it's a significant decline.
That's Curtis Gans, director of the Center for the Study of the American Electorate at American University in Washington. He says this year's 15% is the lowest primary turnout for a midterm election in 40 years. Here's how Gans explains this.
Fewer and fewer people believe in either American political party. And fewer members of those parties feel strong allegiances to those parties. That has a lot to do with the Republican Party moving to the right of the American center, Democratic Party not having a durable message since the 60s.
But Gans says low primary turnout doesn't speak to what's likely to happen in November. If you want some indication of what might happen next month, Gans offers a quick history lesson. Polling suggests that this year's elections are likely to shift the balance of power from Republicans to Democrats in at least one House of Congress and in many states. The last two midterms that brought a significant shift in power from one political party to the other were in 1982 and 1994. And how was primary turnout then?
Turnout was lower in 82 in the primaries than 78. And 1994, the anti-Clinton-Gingrich election, turnout was again lower in the primaries.
If anything, Gans thinks voter turnout in November will be up from past years.
You have a country that's really roiled up about Iraq, about the economy, about whether the president leveled with people, values, a whole series of things. And I would be shocked if we did not at least exceed the 42% that voted in 2002, and I think it could be substantially higher.